corporate studio guest house, delightful outdoor entertaining spaces, and beautiful landscaping. This double adobe home with no steps offers a magnificent great room with fireplace stonework, a showcase kitchen with gorgeous cabinetry and top-of-the-line appliances, a media room, as well as a romantic master with a luxurious bath and 23-foot-long closet. For information, call 577-2000. That's 577-2000. And join us at noon today at 954 Santo Nino Place off of Old Taos Highway and very near to downtown for all things real estate.
Hi, it's Ray Post of Sotheby's International Realty and host of All Things Real Estate, heard every Sunday at noon on Talk 1260, KTRC. If you want to buy or sell real estate and need a good partner to help you through the process, then call me, Ray Post, at 989-8900. That's 989-8900. Or you can email me at rpost@atreradio.com. That's rpost@atreradio.com, and I'll answer all of your real estate questions.
The time to save is now at your New Mexico Ford dealer during our gigantic Labor Day sales event. Huge incentives, gigantic savings, great selection, but all for a limited time, so hurry. Now get Labor Day savings with up to $6,500 cash back on the 2011 Ford Super Duty. That's $6,500 cash back, or get 0% for 60 months. Or you can choose the 2011 Ford F-150 Super Crew with up to $7,000 cash back. $7,000 cash back on the best-selling truck in America for the last 34 years. Come test drive the class exclusive EcoBoost 3.5 liter with 365 horsepower, 420 pounds of torque, and best-in-class towing. The savings continue with $3,500 cash back on the 2011 Ford Escape. Or choose the 2011 Ford Ranger with V6 power and get up to $7,000 cash back. Don't wait. Time is limited. Savings are gigantic during the Labor Day sales event now through September 5th only at your New Mexico Ford dealer. 0% for 60 is 60.67 per 1,000 finance. OAC F-Series is number one according to Ford Motor Company sales through 12/31/2010.
Santa Fe's News Talk Leader, Talk 1260, KTRC. It's time to get answers to all of your real estate questions. Talk 1260 KTRC presents All Things Real Estate, the best place for live, listener interactive real estate news and commentary. Now broadcasting around the nation via SantaFe.com. Here's your host, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, Ray Post.
Happy Labor Day weekend, and welcome to a special remote broadcast of All Things Real Estate, the best place for real estate news and commentary. This is indeed Ray Post with Sotheby's International Realty, and I invite you to join us today at 954 Santo Nino Place, a superb home located off of Old Taos Highway and just minutes from downtown Santa Fe. To get here, take Old Taos Highway north from Paseo de Peralta, make a right on Calle Arco, and then an immediate left onto Santo Nino Place. And then look for the Sotheby's International Realty open house signs. And when you get here, you'll be able to take a tour of this fabulous property with numerous amenities and unbelievable mountain views, even on this particular day. Enjoy some food and refreshments, and hear the real estate commentary offered by all of my special guests. So come on over to 954 Santo Nino Place, right off of Old Taos Highway. And joining me in a few minutes to offer their knowledgeable observations about this stunning home are two of the hardest working brokers on this Labor Day weekend, my colleagues Shane Cronenwith and Caroline Russell. And since we're talking about the efforts of people on this Labor Day holiday, I want to thank you, Gino Thompson, my producer, for always going the extra mile with each show. It's always a pleasure to work with you, Gino.
Thanks, Ray. Thanks a bunch.
Well, that same message goes for my two excellent on-site technicians, the professional duo of Braden and Tyler. Thanks, guys, for always making me sound terrific, okay? And to learn more about some of the other hardworking people this Labor Day weekend, please go to our website to see all the businesses who are fans of All Things Real Estate and offer an array of very useful services. Again, simply go to allthingsrealestateradio.com. Again, that's allthingsrealestateradio.com. And don't forget to tell all of your friends around the country that they can tune in this Labor Day weekend, and they can do that via the Internet. Simply go to santafe.com, click on the 1260 KTRC logo, and then hit the Stream Live button. So, Gino, Braden, and Tyler, let's get this Labor Day weekend celebration underway here at 954 Santo Nino Place by bringing on the boss, the shop steward, and foreman of all things mortgage-related, the man who could be the chairman of the board but prefers to mix it up with us regular workers, Mr. Ron Blessy of Home Buyers Mortgage. Welcome to the show, Ron.
Thank you, Ray. I don't know if I could really keep up with all of that.
That's quite an introduction.
Wow, yeah.
Well, you've got the floor, my friend, so go ahead.
Well, how appropriate that we're here on working on Labor Day. At this fabulous listing with, and I echo the sentiments, the two of the hardest working realtors I know, Caroline and Shane.
Yes, indeed.
And you as well, right?
Yeah,
by the
thank
way.
You, thank you.
Again, this is a fabulous house. I encourage everyone to come out here and take a look at this wonderful setting that we're in here, and the trees and the views and everything.
You made the comment before the show started that we do these remotes from very interesting places, and this is actually the third remote that I've done with Caroline and Shane, and I think their three properties have been, and you were actually at all three of them, have been the standout properties, perhaps. I don't want
to
say bad things about the other properties, but they are really three standout properties. This one is no exception.
I agree. Well, today we're going to begin by talking about some of the things that buyers need to do to prepare for a closing.
Uh-huh.
Over the last 3 weeks, I've talked a bit about what buyers and sellers need to do from the title perspective of the transaction. And today we're going to cover several different topics. And I guess we're going to elaborate on those a little bit later on in the show. But in particular, we're going to be talking about the closing date, how that enters into the contract and the entire transaction, the loan commitment date, title, survey, inspection, and cure date, chattel, which is something that we'll elaborate on a little bit later, the appraisal, insurance, and closing. So all of these items are an integral part of the contractual process, and there's some very definitive dates that are specified in the contract that we all have to be aware of. So as a team, as we're all working together, we continually communicate to make sure that we're making those specific dates on time and that the contract and the closing actually goes very smoothly.
Ron Blessy is creating what I like to call the book, the Home Buyer's Mortgage Handbook, and this is actually Chapter 10, and in fact this is probably one of the more comprehensive, not that the rest weren't, but this is really comprehensive on issues that are incredibly important to buyers. So I look forward to, in the second half of the show, Ron, talking to you and really drilling down on all these aspects, okay?
Wonderful. Thank you.
Anyway, I want to welcome now my good friend, my broker at Sotheby's International Realty, the famous Caroline Russell. Great doing another remote broadcast with you, Caroline.
Thanks for being here, Ray. We appreciate you.
Well, you know, we did a remote on May 1st, and it snowed. And then we did one on Memorial Day weekend, and we battled the wind. And now with this Labor Day weekend, I have my fingers crossed. I think this may be the finest of the three weekends that we've done a remote broadcast. Wouldn't you agree?
I actually put in an order to have better weather, but I'm settling for what we have.
Well,
the mountains are still there. They're a little obscure, but you can still tell that we have beautiful sun-gray views here.
Yes, indeed. And I think maybe with that as sort of the opening, Caroline, as we've always done this before, why don't you put on your broker hat and from the front door in, and there's a lot to cover here, but from the front door in, sort of walk the listeners through all the amenities that exist in this beautiful home and why they should come right over here to 954 Santo Nino Place and enjoy a tour of this property. Go ahead.
Well, first, even before we get to the front door, we have a beautiful parking court area. There are two garages which accommodate four cars, great for any car enthusiast.
Uh-huh.
The current owner actually happens to be quite a connoisseur of cars.
Yes, she is.
So if you like cars, this is your property. Once you get in through the front door, it is a double adobe home, remodeled several years ago. The kitchen is really next to none. It's a beautiful gourmet kitchen. The current owner is a fabulous cook. I've been fortunate enough to sample his culinary.
One of the perks of being a listing broker.
Yes, absolutely.
Uh-huh.
Beautiful living room with a really grand stone fireplace, beautiful views to the Sangre de Cristos, large French doors that open out to outdoor living areas. The dining room where we are now is a very lovely, intimate space, opening out to yet another dining portal out to the side. Beautiful master bedroom. The studio is anybody's delight.
Yeah.
No matter what your artistic abilities are,
mm-hmm.
it can absolutely accommodate you.
Even if you're not a good artist, you can pretend, right?
Absolutely.
In such a great space.
Well, and when you look out at the Sangre views from there, you're terribly inspired.
Indeed. Or distracted enormously. One of the two. There you go. sort of coming back into the main house here, Caroline, you know, one of the things that, and I think you alluded to this, that the current owners really have taken advantage of is all the wall space for this artwork, and they have some fabulous art. So for those who buy this property, they have a gallery sort of in the making, don't they?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I guess maybe for the benefit of the listeners today, you guys are going to be here until, what, 3 o'clock?
We're here until 4.
Four. Well, that's great. And Ron Blessy, as he always does, has brought some nice little treats for everybody. And so we invite you to come on over here to 954 Santo Nino Place. Enjoy Labor Day with us. We're not laboring at all. This is a lot of fun for us. The weather is holding up. We are encouraging the prayers that Caroline Russell sent to whomever to be listened to for today. And, again, they're going to be here until 4 o'clock. This is easy to get to. It's right off of Paseo de Peralta. Just take Old Taos Highway up the road, make a right on Calle Arco, and then an immediate left on Santo Nino, and look for the Sotheby's International Realty signs. Caroline, before I let you go, any last thing you want to share with the listeners today, sort of a special quality that you have personally related to this house that you really want to talk about?
Well, I will say that this house really does envelop all of the traditional New Mexico appointments.
Uh-huh.
We have the Viga and Cove ceilings here in the dining room where we are, beautiful Vigas throughout. It really does have your traditional Santa Fe style that many people desire in their homes here.
A beautiful house. Again, we encourage you to come on over here, 954 Santo Nino Place. Gino Thompson, my producer, let's take a break here on All Things Real Estate, and when we come back, we will actually have our friend Annie O'Carroll, the famous interior designer, share her observations about this beautiful property. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute.
This is Ray Post with Sotheby's International Realty, and I want to tell you about the very special Canyon Ridge community located in Chama, New Mexico. Situated on nearly 6,000 acres with breathtaking mountain views, Canyon Ridge ownership is limited to only 81 ranch home sites ranging in size from 10 to 60 acres. Home to a staggering abundance of wildlife, each home site offers access to recreational options including fishing, hiking, and mountain biking, as well as equestrian facilities. Committed to the preservation of habitat and wildlife, approximately 4,000 acres of Canyon Ridge has been placed in permanent conservation. Featuring award-winning designs and amenities, Canyon Ridge homes will be sited and constructed with an eye towards minimizing environmental impact while incorporating native materials to complement the natural surroundings. For more information about Canyon Ridge, please go to discovercanyonridge.com or call me, Ray Post, at 505-989-8900. That's 505-989-8900. Discover New Mexico's most exciting ranch home community.
And father of two was in his prime when life took an unexpected turn. He ruptured a disc in his back.
Wondering whether I was going to be able to actually get up and walk or do anything again certainly went through my mind.
Work was out of the question for 6 months, but Cliff was lucky. He had purchased disability insurance just in case.
Having my disability policy ensured that I had the income available to take care of my family and my obligations.
Disability insurance. It works for you just in case you can't. A message for the nonprofit Life Foundation.
Hi, it's Ray Post of Sotheby's International Realty and host of All Things Real Estate. Heard every Sunday at noon on Talk 1260, KTRC. If you want to buy or sell real estate and need a good partner to help you through the process, then call me, Ray Post, at 989-8900. That's 989-8900. Or you can email me at rpost@atreradio.com. That's rpost@atreradio.com, and I'll answer all of your real estate questions.
Will I always be working weekends just to stay out of debt?
Is it a great college for our kids?
Out of the question.
Is the American dream
out of our reach?
Not if we can help it. We're the National Endowment for Financial Education, a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping people just like you get smart about their money. Log on to smartaboutmoney.org today and start taking control of your financial life. Help is closer than you think.
Santa Fe's Progressive Talk, 1260 KTRC.
Now, here's your host, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, Ray Post.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. Today we are doing a Labor Day remote broadcast from 954 Santo Nino Place. Easy to get to. Just take Paseo de Peralta to Old Taos Highway. Take that north up to Calle Arco. Make a right on Calle Arco and then an immediate left on Santo Nino and follow the Sotheby's International Realty Broker signs for an open house. We invite you to come on over here, take a tour of this beautiful property, also enjoy some of the food and beverages that are being provided, and enjoy Labor Day holiday weekend with us. We really want you to do that. Before we go back into the show, I want to tell you about the well-regarded institution, Santa Fe Trust, New Mexico's largest independent trust company. Santa Fe Trust offers a full range of products and services, including personal, custodial, life insurance, special needs, and charitable lead trusts, as well as private foundation administration. For more information, please call CEO Kathy Roberts and her team of professionals at 984-2700. That's 984-2700. And let Santa Fe Trust assist you with your own estate planning activities. I now want to introduce the well-known interior designer, Annie O'Carroll. Annie, hi.
Hi, Ray.
Happy Labor Day weekend to you.
To you, too.
And welcome to the show, as always. Now, you've taken your regular tour of this fabulous property, and I think the listeners would love to get your observations about what you see from your interior designer eyes.
Well, first of all, just driving up and seeing the cul-de-sac and how private this property is, and then driving into what I would call a compound and seeing the guest house to the left and the main house to the right. It's just a mystery, this little cul-de-sac. I did not know about this neighborhood, really.
Uh-huh.
And then to discover the views once you walk in, because the house is right in town,
right.
That's, to me, worth a lot.
Isn't that funny? Now, this is the second or third time that you've referenced that. And for me, too, as a real estate broker, that's the one nice thing about these remote broadcasts. You have said before that we've done them in places you hadn't been before. And I must say, and Ron Blessy of Homebuyers Mortgage, you're mic'd up right now as well. We do take the shows to some unusual parts of Santa Fe that I think a lot of people are not aware of. Isn't that the case?
Exotic Santa Fe locations, yes. But it's true, and I agree with you. This being right in town, you feel like you're up in the mountains and in a very private setting. It's wonderful.
Yeah. Well, Annie, so that's from the outside, and now you've walked into this beautiful house, and what are you seeing?
Well, I think that I didn't realize until I was listening to the show that this was a remodeled house and that it's a double adobe house, because one of the first things that hits me, and I'm very sensitive to because I'm seeing less and less of it in new construction, is the materials that they use to do the remodel. You, number one, would not guess that it had been remodeled, and I think that's a compliment. The plastered walls, the use of materials, the Viga cove ceilings, Vigas, the tumbled brick floors, which I think are beautiful in this house. It has almost a Ralph Lauren sort of ranchy feel to it to me. The river rock, the slab materials, just comes together in a really, really beautiful way.
Right.
Very harmonious, very balanced. It has a great feeling to it. And, again, we're on a radio.
Yeah.
So you really need people to come and see these properties, because you just don't get to wander through this kind of facility.
I hadn't really thought about that before,
often.
But you've pointed out something that you're always talking about it from an interior designer's eyes, and yet this is a radio show. So kudos to you for being able to express in a very creative fashion for people to listen to about why they ought to come on over here. So those are some of the general things, very nice things. And one thing I mentioned to Caroline Russell, the listing broker, co-listing broker of this property in the first segment, was all of the available art space. From an interior designer standpoint, do you find that an attractive feature?
Absolutely, especially in Santa Fe. People like to collect over time. Art is such a central focus of our town.
Mm-hmm.
The other two things that I think are really important that people are always wanting is closet space and kitchens. And this house, the master bedroom closet is really something to see. It's got
23 feet long.
It's incredible, and the kitchen's beautiful, and the way that it's centrally located in the house. It's a great, entertaining house with all of the courtyards that wrap around. And, again, you're 10 minutes from downtown
right.
or less.
Right.
So
And when I came in here, I was working with Shane Cronenwith, the other co-listing broker, getting things set up, and we were talking about all the different features that exist here, all the art that is in this house, all of the tchotchkes, all the things that are here that sort of fill in the property in a nice way from an interior designer standpoint. That's all very taste-specific, though, isn't it?
Yes, and I think that it can get really kitschy in certain houses.
Mm-hmm,
I don't see that here at all. I think it has a really warm feeling, and you can tell the owners had a very good eye, and they got the scale and the balance really well.
Yeah.
The guest house is great and, again, not connected, so it's its own private space and could be, you know, an art studio, an office, a guest house, an exercise room. I mean, it could really be anything, and I think that's one of the great features of this house.
And the co-owner of the property is using it as a studio right now for all of her accomplished work. And she, as Caroline Russell said earlier, she has an unbelievable view looking out to the mountains, which could, I think, be rather distracting, but inspirational as well.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I do.
So you're walking through the property, as always, Annie, and you've seen all these things. This house doesn't need to have a single thing done to it, even for the buyer. They could, if the sellers were willing to sell everything, they could just move in and just enjoy it for what it is.
Absolutely, and I think it would lend itself to many different styles of furnishing.
Uh-huh.
But it's got definitely has a warm feeling to it.
Right.
Very ranchy, very Ralph Lauren to me. So it's that's kind of the way I would probably take it because it informs you really of what it wants.
Uh-huh. I've got about a minute here before I need to go to another segment. Let's talk for a second, Annie, about a big trip that you just came back from, which probably seems like an eternity ago. You and your husband were down in Argentina for like 2 weeks, weren't you?
Yes, we were.
And first trip there, right?
Yes.
And what do you think?
It was great. It was great to be in a big city and see some museums and
Buenos Aires,
great Buenos Aires. And we also went to Iziwa Falls, which was incredible. 250 waterfalls in the jungle, and
uh-huh.
It was an amazing adventure to do that. Take that little side trip.
Uh-huh.
But Argentina, it's great.
I love it. I did business there about 15 years ago. I was there for two or three times, and I frankly like Buenos Aires better than most European capitals. And, of course, there is a lot of European influence, but fabulous city. Had a great time. Did you buy a lot, too?
Not a lot. Some leather.
Yeah.
You know, I bought some great boots. I think it's hard to go there and not buy leather.
What about interior design stuff? Did you buy
it? No, I didn't. I saw there was a couple of stores I did buy some felted vases that were beautiful and really interesting to put covers on vases. And but I liked Argentina that most of the things were made there.
Uh-huh.
They're from there.
Uh-huh.
They don't import a lot, which was great to see because you see some really unique things.
Interesting. Well, as always, Annie O'Carroll, thank you for your observations about this beautiful property that we're doing the remote broadcast from here at 954 Santo Niño Place. If you want to contact Annie for your own interior design needs, again, simply go to our website, allthingsrealestateradio.com, and then go right to the Annie O'Carroll logo. Annie, thanks for being on the program, and enjoy the rest of your Labor Day weekend.
Thank you, Ray.
All right. I want to shift gears a little bit now and tell you that recently I had the opportunity to speak with Stephen Etree, co-owner of Santa Fe's one and only Stephen's Consignment Gallery, regarding some tips for sellers as they prepare their homes for sale. So let's take a listen to what Stephen had to share with me.
Hi, Stephen. Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. Today I want to talk about a couple of things, but first of all, you know, the gallery is known as a good source to sellers when they're getting ready to list their properties, and actually to real estate brokers.
Mm-hmm.
Talk a little bit about why the gallery, Stevens and Consignment Gallery, is a good destination for people mm-hmm. that are getting ready to list that property for sale.
Well, I agree with you on that. I think that Stevens and Consignment Gallery is a wonderful resource for folks who, whether they're looking for like one or two items just to kind of, you know, give a little punch mm-hmm. to the room, mm-hmm. or they're looking to change a room out. It may be that the house was, it's a new contemporary home that was built recently, or the style of the home is not, and the furnishings are just kind of not working together.
Mm-hmm.
So I have had the experience in the past where realtors have suggested to their clients, you know, maybe we need to update the furnishings to kind of become in line with the quality and the timeline of the home.
Mm-hmm.
So numerous times we've had customers come through. many times with their decorators, looking to, on a budget, to be able to get certain items that can really turn a room around.
Sure.
You really don't have to go out and redecorate the entire house.
Yeah.
Most of the time, you can work with a lot with what you have.
Yeah.
But you need, you know, two, three, four items to kind of give it a punch.
Yeah, and that's a very good word, punch, freshening. And often when you're living there, you're too close to see sometimes that maybe the place needs a little bit of a change from a staging standpoint. And as a real estate broker, we're always telling our clients, listen, the place has to look immaculate, and it actually, as you said, has to punch or pop or whatever.
Right.
And so going to your gallery to find those special items, maybe very unique items that they can't find anywhere else, will help in the actual marketing of the property. Isn't that the case?
Yeah, it is the case. You know, and one of the terms that I'm sure that some of the listeners who have been in the interior design world will understand, we call it fluffing it.
Yeah.
We fluff it up a little bit. Mm-hmm. And that's about bringing in, whether it's bringing in pillows to accent, whether it's bringing in a really nice leather chair or a reclining chair and ottoman, that really brings your eye over to a certain corner of the room that really accentuates the comfort of that particular room. Or maybe a piece of art that's, you know, what's been on the walls, you know, maybe poster prints have been on the walls for too long. Mm-hmm. It's time to put an original piece of art at a reasonable price, something that shows taste and some taste.
Yeah, and accentuates the architecture of the particular
property.
Well, if you want to fluff up your own house, whether you're going to be selling it or maybe just it's time to add a little special splash to the property, then I invite you to go by Stevenson Consignment Gallery. Again, they are located at 2701 Cerrillos Road. Tell them that you heard about the gallery on All Things Real Estate and receive a very special discount offer on any of the fine items offered for sale. Thanks a lot, Stephen, for being on the show.
It's always a pleasure, Ray. Thanks.
Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, Gino Thompson, my producer, let's take a break here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we're going to continue our conversation. I'm actually going to bring Mr. Ron Blessy back to the show so we can talk about his Chapter 10 of the Homebuyer's Handbook. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute.
In the news, a small boy was rescued from abuse today by a magic trick. Witnesses say a bully had the boy pinned down.
Scott was hitting Jimmy pretty hard,
and I said somebody should do something.
Moments later, a street magician arrived on the scene. Police reports state he covered the bully with his coat. What happened next is still under investigation.
Bully turned into a bunch of kittens.
The victim left the scene unharmed.
Boy, you never see that happen.
That's because it doesn't. If you see abuse or neglect, learn what you can do from American Humane at BeHumane.org.
Hi, it's Ray Post of Sotheby's International Realty and host of KTRC's All Things Real Estate. I have a terrific 2,800 square foot condo for sale in the community of Quail Run with four bedrooms, four baths, high ceilings, tasteful landscaping, and fabulous mountain views. This is an incredible value priced at only $825,000. To see this impressive property at 3101 Old Pecos Trail, call me, Ray Post, at 989-8900. That's 989-8900.
Roughly 10% of Americans have restless leg syndrome, or RLS. Described as creeping or crawling sensations in the legs, RLS symptoms are often relieved by movement.
Many people in my family have RLS. My mother had it. I have it. So do many of my cousins.
RLS kept me up at night. Sometimes I was so tired, I couldn't play with my kids.
My lack of sleep turned me into a different person.
Each person's experience with RLS is different. It can be a serious yet treatable medical condition.
Visit whatisrls.org.
Keep in touch with us on Facebook. Just like Talk 1260 KTRC.
Now, here's your host, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, Ray Post.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. This is Ray Post with Sotheby's International Realty, and I want to tell you that we are doing a live remote broadcast today from 954 Santo Nino Place, which is located right off of Old Taos Highway. Just take Old Taos Highway up from Paseo de Peralta in downtown Santa Fe, make a right on Calle Arco, and then an immediate left on Santo Nino. Follow the Sotheby International Realty open house signs. Come on over here and enjoy Labor Day weekend with us. Take a tour of this beautiful property, have some refreshments, and listen to all the commentary from my special guests. And also, too, just to remind you that you can actually hear All Things Real Estate not only on 1260 KTRC AM, but also on the Internet on SantaFe.com. Before we get back into my conversation with my friend Ron Blessy, I want to take a moment to tell you about Santa Fe's own Westgate Properties, which specializes in the management of multi-tenant commercial properties and homeowner associations. Now, Westgate Properties has the goal of promoting community through highly responsive management with the aim that quality of life and work and the value of their clients' investment is improved. For more information, call Tom Simon of Westgate Properties at 995-3134. Again, that's 995-3134. And learn more about the services of this well-regarded commercial property and homeowner association management company. I want to welcome back my good friend, Ron Blessy, the broker-owner with Homebuyers Mortgage. And, Ron, in the opening segment of the show, you actually framed for the listeners your Chapter 10 of your Homebuyers Handbook, and this deals with the all-important and very comprehensive issue of what a buyer needs to do to prepare for the purchase of a property. So let's do this. Let's walk through all these points that you have here. This is going to be a real good segment, run for a good 10, 12 minutes, and you have the floor, my friend. Go ahead.
Okay, well, there are actually 7 points that I think are integral in the purchasing process, and ones that buyers need to be aware of when they're purchasing a house, when it comes to financing and what lenders are looking for. So first point is the closing date. 30 days is the absolute minimum amount of time that should be put on the contract for closing from the date of acceptance of the contract.
And this is, just to interject, and I'm going to be not interrupting you, interjecting from a real estate broker standpoint. This, of course, relates primarily, though there are other reasons, but primarily when you're dealing with a loan situation. If it's a cash offer, sometimes you can close faster than that, but most people are still buying properties through a loan. So 30 days, if we don't have more than 30 days, or if we have less than 30 days, we're in real jeopardy of not making all the threshold things that are important to you as a lender, correct?
That's correct. And because of the logistics of getting the title work, reviewing it, getting a survey, getting an appraisal, delivering the appraisal, et cetera, all those things, as we will discuss here in a moment, are very important to actually being having the buyer being proactive and knowing what's expected so that they can meet the closing date. So the very first thing that a buyer wants to do once the offer is accepted is to order a property inspection, and that should be done immediately. And because sometimes there are issues that come up that need to be addressed, and they may be minor issues. In some cases, they may be major issues. But the proactive seller, of course, will have already addressed those issues so that they don't become issues that would impede the closing in any way.
Right.
So if there are issues, though, however, those issues can be overcome by reducing the purchase price by the commensurate amount of the repairs, or actually dropping or actually doing the repairs and documenting them through invoices and having another inspection done.
If I may interject to Professor Blessy, from a real estate broker standpoint, and you know this is a strategy that a lot of us are pursuing now, and I'm sure Caroline Russell, who's meandering around the kitchen here at lovely 954 Santo Nino Place, would echo what I'm about ready to say, is that most of the time we recommend to sellers that they do a pre-listing inspection for the very reason that you're citing, Ron, and that is to anticipate what a buyer is going to actually encounter when they do their own inspection. So it's just getting ahead of the curve and eliminating some of these issues. That's a good strategy.
Yeah, absolutely. And you can see from this house has been impeccably cared for. You can see it everywhere you go.
Indeed.
So, I'm sure this has all been taken care of here. So the next point would be the loan commitment date. The RANM form, which is the Real Estate Association of New Mexico.
Yes, very good.
That standard boilerplate form actually has language in it for a unconditional loan approval within a certain period of time. And unfortunately, in this environment, that doesn't exist anymore. There are things that the lender is going to do right up to the day of funding to recheck credit, make sure someone is still employed, they haven't gone out and bought a Ferrari, which would change their credit profile, et cetera. So,
by the way, we want to find that person. If they can buy a Ferrari, we want them to be buying property.
I would agree, yes. But those are the things that this particular issue is very, very important because, again, logistically, 14 days would be in a reasonable amount of time if the borrower is pre-qualified to get a loan approval. And certainly we can get a loan approval that virtually has no other conditions to it other than what the lender is going to do from a quality control standpoint. So they will continue to check things out as we get down to funding. You know, again, as I've brought up in the past, communication is key. So the communication between me and the lender is very, very important so that I understand what's going on and that something doesn't all of a sudden pop up that, you know, wasn't there before.
And again, with your permission, if I can interject here, again, a lot of these changes, and they are new, they are changes in the loan process and going back to your loan commitment date, was a reaction from the lending community to the meltdown of 2008, where a number of things prior to 2008 that are just sort of standard routine now among lenders were not always necessarily followed. For instance, the fact that a lender will check someone's employment situation and purchases right up until the 11th hour before settlement, that's sort of a new phenomenon, isn't it?
Well, I don't know how new it is. I mean, I think years back that was something that was done. Things just kind of got relaxed, if you will, over time.
Always there, but just never pursued quite
right.
vigorously.
Right, because, you know, the lender's zeal to make the loan and close it and get on to the next one, some of these things were sort of just fluffed off and not followed
gotcha.
Through
so,
on.
So it's a very good step. We want to be transparent about the process. We also want to be helpful to consumers. At the end of the day, this is a helpful step for the consumer so that they don't get into trouble going into the purchase of a property.
That's right, because they, many cases, have a lot of earnest money at stake,
mm-hmm.
and they certainly don't want to jeopardize that. But,
right.
but, you know, again, the communication part of this is very important between all the parties, buyer, seller, their agents, me,
yep.
title company, et cetera. These are all very important issues that need to be kept abreast of, and we need to stay on top of these things to make sure nothing is left unattended to so we can
okay,
get
okay, so what's next in the process?
So the next part of the process, as we talked about the last couple of weeks, is the title part of it. Title survey and the cure dates that are associated with the delivery of the title binder, the buyer's ability to review that title binder, bring up any questions they may have. Same thing with the survey. And there are specific dates that are listed in the contract that that give the buyer time to look at these things and cure any objections that they may have.
Uh-huh.
So this is important for the buyer to sit down with the title company, and certainly Steve Reamer would tell you he would sit with any buyer and go over those.
With
those
Fidelity National Title, yes, he would.
Right. And then even me, I need to talk to my clients sometimes about certain things, like, say, a shared well agreement or a shared road agreement that need to be presented to the lender for the lender to look at and approve. And,
uh-huh.
and of course, there may be costs associated with those two items that would have to be added to the debt ratio calculation that we do during the process.
I just want to interrupt for a second from Dr.
You're actually interjecting now.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm interrupting, actually. I thought that because Dr. Blessy is really giving us a great tutorial on the process here if you are a buyer. And if you are a buyer, we want you to come on over here to 954 Santo Nino Place, this beautiful property that is on open house today until 4 o'clock. Caroline Russell and Shane Clunenwith are actually the co-listing brokers are going to be here until 4. You can meet the famous Ron Blessy and actually ask him your own questions. So come on over here again to 954 Santo Nino Place. Enjoy Labor Day with us. Go ahead, Ron.
So I'll just zoom through the last few. Chattel is another issue.
Which is a biblical term, by the way.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
It is indeed. Yeah.
yeah. And it's probably the oldest term in real estate. But that's another subject. So
we could spend another whole show on that one.
right.
Well, but
let's talk about chattel.
But in relation to that,
yeah.
Like, for instance, this house has so many beautiful furnishings, and if the seller were inclined to sell some of them, you know, adding that to the contract can only be done if it's noted that it's for no additional cost or
right.
even for cost of a dollar. So those items could be purchased, but just not financed.
Right. So if, for instance, and I'm looking at my colleague Shane Clunenwith across the room here, if these terrific sellers wanted to actually sell some of the items that exist in this property, it would be a separate exercise altogether. It cannot be part of the transaction. And this is something that brokers typically do anyway if someone wants to sell something that exists. They may not want to. They have a lot of lovely items in this property, but go ahead, Bob.
And so it's important to note that because I've seen it on contracts before. And
mistake,
then,
for
yeah,
sure.
And
it screws things up.
It
yeah.
could be a problem. Yeah. The next item is the appraisal.
Mm-hmm.
Once the inspection issues are resolved, if there are any, then appraisal should be ordered. And we have to order that through the lender. We can't order it directly as the broker. There's a third party involved that the lender employs to order the appraisal. And so that really you want to have done probably by the third week because when that appraisal is delivered, we have to give it to the buyer. They have to sell for it, and 3 days have to elapse by federal law before we can actually close.
Right. And most contracts that we as real estate brokers write these days where there is a loan involved has an appraisal contingency. So following this timetable, as Mr. Blessy is talking about, is critical.
And then insurance. I think early on in the process, the buyer should speak with an insurance agent, or we many times will shop insurance for clients.
Mm-hmm.
But you want to know that you'll get coverage and what that coverage will cost you, because that's also an integral part of calculating debt ratio.
And when you're talking about insurance, that's homeowner insurance.
Right.
There are a lot of providers that do offer that, but that. Actually, that's also something, too, and I think you alluded to it, that a buyer should get lined up right at the beginning when they have a property eyeballed, because it does take the insurance provider some time, just as it does with the lender, to basically qualify and, you know, do their investigation.
And contractually, we most of the time will see an actual date that's, mm-hmm. That the insurance is required to be documented so that the seller knows that the buyer can obtain.
We have about a minute to go, so you're up to the final thing.
Okay, the final thing, and that's closing. So oftentimes we see buyers from out of town wanting to close by mail, so they're not going to be here for the closing. So we want to allow at least 2 to 3 days in transit for the docs to be, in many cases, FedExed to the buyer, and then they sign them and FedEx them back.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, if they get back late in the day and recordation doesn't take place till late in the day, the transaction may not fund till the following day.
Right.
So this has to be considered in the time frame that we allow for the closing to actually take place. So, you know, once again, this is a team effort for all the participants. We all need to work together. If there are problems, we solve the problems. You know, you couldn't work with two better realtors than Shane and Caroline. They are
Absolutely.
Real pros.
They are.
And their contracts are clean and neat and well thought out, and the kind of contract that lenders like to see.
Mm-hmm.
So whoever comes up here, the lucky person to buy this house, know full well that if they're going to get financing, I can put their loan together based on the contract that I'm given by Shane and Caroline.
Excellent summary. I'm going to need to take a break here, Professor Blessy. I could not imagine a better tutorial given to our listeners. So if you are a buyer out there, we invite you to come on over here to 954 Santo Nino Place, right off of Old Taos Highway. Have some food and refreshments. Take a tour of this beautiful property. Meet the famous Ron Blessy. Meet the co-listing brokers, Caroline Russell and Shane Cronenwith. So Gino Thompson, my producer, will take a break here on All Things Real Estate. And when we come back, we'll go into our famous Open House of the Week segment.
There are important reasons why you choose your realtor, lender, and other real estate professionals. There are important reasons why you should be discriminating in your choice of title companies, too. The top recommendation? Fidelity National Title Insurance Company. Fidelity National is the nation's giant of title insurers with a personal Santa Fe approach. Our services are customized to meet the particular needs of each and every person and each and every property. With Fidelity, your transaction runs smooth and safe with no surprises. Choose experienced knowledge professionals to assist you with your real estate questions and transaction needs. Call your friends at Team Fidelity at 505-995-8800 or email us at our free and confidential question and customer service department, Santa Fe at fnf.com. Choose wisely. Choose Fidelity. You'll appreciate the difference.
When you think of poverty, what do you see? In America today, 37 million people live below the poverty line. They're the working poor, struggling to pay the rent and feed their children. AmeriCorps Vista, volunteers in service to America, fights poverty in all its forms and offers passionate people like you the chance to put your idealism into practice. Fight poverty with passion. Join Vista. To learn more, call 800-942-2677 or go to AmeriCorps.gov.
Hi, it's Ray Post of Sotheby's International Realty and host of KTRC's All Things Real Estate. I have a terrific 2,800-square-foot condo for sale in the community of Quail Run with four bedrooms, four baths, high ceilings, tasteful landscaping, and fabulous mountain views. This is an incredible value priced at only $825,000. To see this impressive property at 3101 Old Pecos Trail, call me, Ray Post, at 989-8900. That's 989-8900.
Talk 1260 KTRC. Find us online at santafe.com. Keyword, talk.
Okay, welcome back to All Things Real Estate. And by the sound of that music, you know that we have reached our Open House of the Week segment brought to us by our good friends, the professionals at Wynn Home Inspections. And today we are doing a live remote broadcast from an open house located at 954 Santo Nino Place, which is right off of Old Taos Highway. Just take Old Taos Highway up from Paseo de Peralta, make a right turn on Calle Arco, make a left turn onto Santo Nino, look for the Sotheby International Realty Open House signs, and join us for a tour of this beautiful property. Enjoy some refreshments. Join us on Labor Day weekend. As I said earlier, we're not laboring today. We're having a great time. Fabulous property. The weather is holding up, and there's no reason why you shouldn't be here. So come on over to 954 Santo Nino Place. I now want to introduce my other colleague who has not yet spoken on the show, my colleague, broker colleague at Sotheby's International Realty, the also famous Shane Cronenwith, who is the co-listing broker here at 954 Santo Nino Place. Shane, it's a delight to do the third of remote broadcasts with you. I wish we could do three or six or nine more.
So do I.
Anyway, you've heard a lot of people talk about this house today. We've had some, actually had some people come through here to touring about, and we know that more will come, and you're going to be here until 4 o'clock. So from your perspective, you know the sellers very well. What do you think really stands out in this property?
I would have to say first and foremost the views, because you walk in and into this fabulous great room, and you look out to see just this lush, gorgeous view in front of you, including the Sagrada Cristo Mountains. And even on a day like today, which is somewhat overcast, it's still spectacular.
Yeah, great sunlight coming in, really amazing. You and I were talking about it when we were setting up earlier, how even on a cloudy day, it still is a light-filled property. High ceilings, great vigas, and something that I've commented on, and you actually pointed it out to me when I first came here and met the seller, and that is the fabulous wall space for artwork, and these sellers have some terrific artwork, so the buyer is going to be able to do the same thing, right?
Precisely. Also, yes, the views are so wonderful, and many homes do have beautiful views, as well as this, to find a house this close to everything, because you're, what, a little over a mile up from Paseo de Peralta and the post office and then down to the plaza and so on.
Yeah.
It's just exquisitely located, and it's double adobe. Mm-hmm. And to find a structure with these high ceilings to have double adobe is very unusual.
Yeah.
With hand-trowel plaster walls, of course, and so on. And so exquisitely transformed. This place was just completely made into something really spectacular.
Of course, as well, and something that your colleague Caroline Russell has pointed out when she was on the show earlier, that there is a terrific guest property here that's being used as a studio by the co-owner. Great inspirational spot with terrific view, don't you agree?
Yes, even better views. I mean, if there can be, it's just wonderful. And the space is enormous in there, has its own built-in sub-zero refrigerator, microwave, so it makes a really wonderful either workspace or a wonderful a guest house.
Yeah.
And, of course, it's refrigerated air conditioning in there with the two-car garage there, and then, of course, two more car garage attached to the house itself.
Shane, have you ever seen a larger walk-in closet than the one that these folks have in their master bedroom?
Only in my dreams.
Only in your dreams, okay. Jim Gay from Home Buyers Mortgage is here as well, Ron Blessy's colleague, and Jim is shaking his head yes. I don't know if that means yes, you've seen a larger one, or this is the largest one you've ever
okay.
seen. Okay. Either way, it's a big one.
I have to share something about Jim Gay and Jim Gay's wife.
Oh, okay.
The closet.
We are on air, by the
yes.
way.
There, her closet, the closet, is like nothing you've ever seen. It's rooms. It's rooms. It's a separate house.
Actually,
yes, it's a fantasy.
I see.
Having said that, other than that closet,
other than that,
this is just amazing. 23 feet long with built-ins and cedar-lined backing, and
right.
It's just extraordinary.
Yeah.
Extraordinary. And the master bath itself is just lavish.
Uh-huh.
It's beautiful with the black walnut cabinetry, which is echoed along the wall of one side of the master bedroom where there's built-in desk space. And it includes a paper shredder, I'm told, will go with the property.
Oh, really? Okay. But does that have to be, Mr. Blessy, does that have to be on a separate item, though?
Yes, it would have to be, or at no extra cost, yes.
Yes, it does.
It comes with the house, as well as the electronics and the Sony monitor on the wall.
Oh, now that's terrific to know. That's very nice. Those are major sort of inducements to any buyer to actually, besides all the great things and qualities of this property.
Wonderful.
Shane, I've got about another couple of minutes here before I have to take a break in the show, actually. So I want to ask you about this fabulous kitchen, though, because one of the two owners, maybe both of them, are chefs, and so this is a perfect location.
They both are amazing, amazing cooks, and he is really into this. He's sous vide cooking, and he has a device for that. It's not just an incredibly well-equipped kitchen with six burners plus griddles, Wolf and Sub-Zero and all that, but the finishes are just stunning, absolutely stunning. So when it opens, we're sitting in the dining room,
right.
The lovely dining room.
Yes.
But it opens and you look into the kitchen, and it's not kitcheny, if you will. It's a dressier look than that.
Uh-huh.
And it has this gorgeous curved center island with the black granite countertop and a breakfast bowl around. It's a wonderful place for buffets and so on. It's just fantastic with the cabinetry and the usefulness of it. And there's a separate pantry closet and so on. But I don't know if anyone else pointed this out, and that is about the raised garden in the back.
No.
It's just incredible. He is so serious about this. He has herbs and vegetables out there. They have them on automated drip system. That's a raised bed, very generous size. And I've had the pleasure of having some things given to me from that garden.
Oh, wow.
That's wonderful.
And
it's just, and a lot of this, of course, is on drip and timer. Gorgeous established trees. The terrace off of this dining room,
mm-hmm.
All those rose bushes that surround the outside of that are on drip and timer, too.
Mm-hmm.
Just beautiful landscaping throughout.
And that's another nice amenity for a buyer. They don't have to do anything except maintain, make sure that they
exactly.
are treating the plants nicely, but it's already here. It's beautiful.
Established.
It's established, as you said. Well, Shane, I've got about a minute here before I need to conclude the program. Any last thoughts you want to share with the listeners other than show up here at 9:54?
Yes, you must come up. You can come until 4. You can come after 4, but just a little after 4.
Okay.
If you're just getting out of church or if you're coming out of a brunch, we do have some goodies to nibble on as well. But do come up. You will be so glad you did. It's just a visual delight.
Shane Cronin with, as always, thank you so much for letting us broadcast All Things Real Estate from your lovely listing. I encourage everyone to come by here and meet Shane. She and Caroline Russell will be here until 4 o'clock. Ron Blessing, I'm going to give you the last couple of seconds to say what you think about this property before we actually sign off.
Well, I have to agree about the views. I didn't get a chance to really walk through the entire house when I got here because we had it set up, but I just had a moment to do that. The view is just spectacular. But it's framed by all this beauty around you. It's just incredible finishes, and the furnishings, too, just really accentuate the beauty of the house. And I really encourage anyone out there who's out driving around today to come over and take a look at this.
Well, and as Shane Cronin with pointed out, not only do you have these views that make you feel like you're 100 miles from Santa Fe, but you just put the car in neutral, roll down the hill, and you are right in the plaza.
That
is a real treat for someone. Anyway, I want to thank, again, my Sotheby's International Realty broker colleagues, Shane Cronenwith and Caroline Russell, for letting us broadcast from their Labor Day weekend open house. And as everyone has been saying, I invite you to stop by 954 Santo Nino Place, located right off of Old Taos Highway. Take a tour of this property. Again, to get here, just go up Old Taos Highway from Paseo de Peralta, make a right turn on Calle Arco, make a left turn on Santo Nino, and follow the signs. Thanks to Ron Blessy of Home Buyers Mortgage for his very colorful commentary today, and to interior designer Annie O'Carroll for her insightful observations of this beautiful home. Thanks as well to Stephen Etri of Stephen's, a consignment gallery, for sharing some thoughtful tips about staging a home for sale. Gino Thompson, my producer, Braden and Tyler, my technicians, as well as Kate, Debbie, and John at Sotheby's International Realty. Thank you for giving our loyal listeners a very fine show today. And lastly, thank you for tuning into the program today. And please join us next Sunday for another remote broadcast from 220 Irvine Street, a very unique compound located near downtown Santa Fe. So until next Sunday at noon right here on Talk 1260 KTRC, I send you good luck and fortune in all things real estate.
Talk for Santa Fe.